Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Dad Bod Pod. My name is Andrew.
My name is Brian.
And this is episode 57 for those of you keeping track, Woo! Like me. 50, dude, we're coming up on 60, crazy. Which means we're coming up on 69. Yep. Oh, my God. What are we going to do for that episode? Well, 69, obviously.
Yeah.
Just hopefully not each other.
We'll do a cover of Pony by Ginuwine.
Oh, my God. Yes, we will. We already have that one in the bank, dude. Yep. Hell yeah, we're going to rip that one out. Oh my gosh. Brian, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah. How was your Easter?
Good.
Easter was last Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Did a little Easter egg hunt with Zayden.
Yeah? How'd that go?
It was good.
When you do Easter egg hunts with them, he's four, right?
Yep.
Do you do the hot or cold, or do you just let him go?
The beginning, let him go. Mm-hmm. And once there's like three left, then I'm like, all right, hot.
Do you hide a bunch, or do you only hide like a dozen?
We did like 20.
So the way I used to do it when I was a kid is my mom would get like maybe two dozen eggs, but she would get them in the egg carton, right? And she would use real eggs. She would dye these hard boil and dye the eggs and hide them around the house, and then we would keep track of how many were out by if it filled up the carton or not.
Okay.
There was no prizes involved ever. And I hear that a lot. Like a lot of our students this week was like, "Oh, I got this much money," or "I got like money for Easter." What are you talking about? Anyways, it was good though.
Zayden's was candy.
I went to a friend's house and had homemade manicotti.
Yeah.
And watched a bunch of people get drunk.
Cool.
And I didn't because I was drinking. I mean, I was driving. I didn't get drunk because I was drinking, Brian. I'll tell you what, though. Our last episode, we talked about wine. And we did some wine tasting. I very quickly understand. I understand now why you spit at a wine tasting. Because towards the end of that episode, I was feeling a little bubbly. We'll just say that. Yep. I even slurred a couple of words on my dad jokes. So, but it's all right. I want everybody out there to know I hung out here until I felt like I was at a good place as far as driving. I didn't immediately leave. We took our time and we did it right as we always do here at Dad Bod. But you know, let's start our things. In regards to last episode and the episode before, you know, we did religion, we did wine. These two topics people hold near and dear to their heart.
Yes, they do.
And I just want to make sure, in all seriousness, I just want to make sure. Listen, if we said or did anything to offend anybody, especially the last 2 weeks, we do apologize. As we have said many times before, everything's in jest. Everything we do is just to try to get people to laugh because there's a lot of bullshit going on out there. We need to laugh, you guys. That's all that was.
Yep.
Shall we move on then?
Yep.
That was our old business. We apologize, just in case.
We love you all.
Guess what I've got for new business.
What?
Well, as we learned from our wine interview, I spend some of my time out on a farm.
Yep.
And this farm produces different varieties of fruit.
Yep.
One of which is blueberries. And they are coming. They just started last week. And I got to tell you, there is nothing better. I'm weird about fruit. I love fruit, right?
Me too.
There's nothing better than going like 7:30 in the morning when there's still dew out in the field.
Yep.
And you pick a big fucking blueberry. Yep. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Like that monster that just
There's nothing
explodes
better.
In your mouth.
Yeah. I love it. Like, give me all those blue balls exploding in my
Absolutely.
Mouth.
Absolutely.
But, so you might come out.
Yeah,
you're going to come out, pick some blueberries?
Absolutely.
If anybody is in the greater Hernando, Pasco area, come out and pick some blueberries, I guess. Local reference. Sorry about that, internet.
Yeah.
Moving on then. Okay. The state of the Dharmy. My word is optimistically.
Yep.
What's your word?
Spectacular.
Optimistically spectacular. That's what we are. That's the state of the Dharmy. We are spectacular. Dude, you look spectacular.
You do.
I feel spectacular. You know, we're at the end of our week.
Yep.
But you know, it's a long week because our job, Brian, it requires us to sort of be mentally engaged for the entire time that we're working. And you know, when we record, we record straight from work.
Yep.
Like we finished our last class 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
And that got me thinking, bro, let's talk about work. Let's talk about jobs. Like work. I was thinking, you know what song we should have recorded?
What?
I don't want to work.
Just wanna bang on the drum all day.
Yeah.
I was thinking, work it till you work it. But thing back in the universe.
What's that one that goes, work it, something, harder, better, faster, stronger.
Yep.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one, too.
Are we just going to start every episode with us terribly singing songs
yep.
that are about the episode?
It's my flicking making me near toe. It's Missy Elliott.
All right. I thought she said, come whack, we can think of do, do, do.
Yeah, whatever she said.
That was it, yeah. What was that about? Oh, work it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Brian, how many jobs would you say you've had in your lifetime? Can you count? Well, let me ask you this. Can you count it on two hands?
Yes.
Can you count it on one hand?
Yes.
Oh, see, I cannot. I have a very colorful resume. I'm too restless. It really, from the time I turned 18, if I spent more than like 6 months at a place, I got bored.
Yep.
And I would either just not come in, or I would get involved in all kinds of shenanigans, which we will talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how old were you when you started working?
13.
Really? Well, you had the pizza place, right?
Yep.
I got my first official clock in, clock out job at 16.
Yep.
And I don't even think that the place that I worked at exists anymore, but no. We'll talk about it when we get down there. Minimum wage was a very different thing back then. Taxes were done differently.
Bucks.
Yeah. When I started, I think it was $6.50 at the place that I started at. And I remember the labor hours were super different back then. I don't know what the labor laws are now, but like you, as a minor, you could only work. You had to take a break at every 4 hours or you got in so much trouble, stuff like that.
Yep.
But in regards to this job, you know, like we said, the job that we have now, most jobs, like if you're a cashier or even at a restaurant, you get a rush and then you have a minute to like, and then you get a rush.
Yeah.
This job, especially when all of your clients are back to back to back to back, you have to be mentally engaged for that entire 30 minutes or hour or whatever it is. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. So I figure, well, I'll do all the bullshit, but most of this episode is just going to be us bitching about work, dude. How's that sound?
Cool.
All right. Well, let's start with the history of bitching. No, let's start with the history. Let's start with the history of work.
One bitch back in 1776.
Oh, my gosh. This goes all the way back to the 50s. The 1950s were a transformative time. Women had surged into the workforce during World War II, making up 32% of the U.S. workforce by 1950. I don't want to read that part. Office layouts were inspired by the factory floor with rows and rows of desks crammed tightly together. Manual typewriters and adding machines were some of the first pieces of technology to hit the workplace. The auto industry was the biggest employer of the 1950s. General Motors was the richest company with $9.8 billion in revenue in 1955.
Wow.
Yeah. A former art professor, Robert Probst, began working with office furniture maker Herman Miller and renovating office furniture. Today's office is a wasteland, he reported. This is in 1968. It saps vitality, blocks talent, frustrates accomplishment. It is the daily scene of unfulfilled intentions and failed effort. Okay. Oh, this guy made the cubicle.
Okay.
He made the cubicle. That's why he was important. Also, in around this time in the 60s, the IBM came onto the scene as the go-to provider of workplace technology. It released the electric typewriter that improved typist speed and productivity and introduced the computer system for business customers. Within 2 years, IBM was fulfilling thousands of orders per month. The rise of the machines automakers was still dominated the U.S. companies in the 1960s, but IBM was close on their heels. The revolutionary 60s changed many Americans' attitudes towards the following decade. They started looking away from government and towards private sector for solutions for economic problems. The fax machine was made in the 60s. IBM installs the first high-speed laser printer. Oh, wait, this is the 70s. In 1975, the U.S. economy went bust, creating a job insecurity for the first time in decades. Awareness of sexual harassment in the workplace came onto the scene when the term first coined in 74. Now we're in, the fax machine was a smash hit in the 70s. IBM installs the first high-speed laser printer. Floppy disks became commercially available in 71. The birth of the 9-to-5, people began to talk about and lobby for work-life balance, and wellness programs became a part of the office life. Corporate culture was a priority. It was essential that business had a culture, defined it, and that every employee knew about it. Now we're in the 80s. Technology was starting to become essential to work, with personal computers showing up nearly every desk. 84, Apple's Macintosh was launched. 85, the first .com address was registered. And 89, the World Wide Web came online.
Wow.
Yeah, the first tech breakup, however, conglomerates continued to dominate the market. However, in the industry, did see a famous antitrust suit that broke up AT&T into regional companies in 1982. Do you remember anything about that?
No.
No, neither do I. All right. Office Space debuted in 1999. We're already going to talk about that, so I'll skip that part for now. As the New York Times reported, companies that fail to factor in quality of employee life issues when imposing total quality management or re-engineering any of the other competitiveness-enhancing productivity-improving schemes now popular may gain little but a view of the receding backs of their best people leaving for friendlier premises. This is now in the 90s to 2000. Big tech IBOs included Yahoo and Netscape. The birth of Amazon and eBay ushered a new era of e-commerce. We've now got cell phones, emails, and personal data, digital assistants all up in that workplace. Walmart is the third largest company in America at this point behind the automotive giants of GM and Ford, which leads us square into 1990. The share of American, we'll go over to the 2000s. The death of the cubicle. Whatever luster the cubicle had back in the 60s faded away in the new millennium. The early 2000s saw the rise of open floor office plans and began more telecommunicating. Work satire continued to influence pop culture. The Office premiered in 2001 in the BBC, and the American version began in 2005, bringing in over 11 million viewers. Post-recession tumbles and triumphs. In 1998, Exxon and Mobil signed a U.S. $73.7 billion merger, the largest corporate merger ever up to that point. By the end of the decade, ExxonMobil was number one Fortune 500. After nearly going out of business in the financial crash of 2008, General Motors fell out of its traditional number one spot down to number six. Leading technologies, you ready? Yep. In 2003, we got Skype. In 2004, we got Google. In 2004, we got Gmail. In 2004, we got Facebook. In 2006, we got Twitter. In 2006, we got YouTube. In 2007, we got the iPhone. Nowadays, the workforce is more diverse than ever, which is great. Also, big tech is coming. Walmart is still at the top of the list with $514 billion in revenue, but closing in are tech giants Apple and Amazon. Artificial intelligence connects everything we do, business, government, and everyday life. We are now in the future. AI and robots will create more jobs, not mass unemployment, as long as we responsibly guide innovation. The majority of the U.S. workforce will be freelance by 2027. The majority.
Wow.
The majority of the U.S. workforce will be freelance by in 3 years. That's what this says. And this comes to us, I didn't say it before, but this comes to us from Forbes.
Wow.
Yeah. AI and robotics will, I already said all that. That's the last thing.
It's kind of scary.
Freelance by 2027. Yeah. That is very scary.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Shall we move on then?
Yep.
Let's do all of the things. Brian, do you remember how much your first paycheck was?
Like 80 bucks.
Yeah?
Yep.
Mine was, I think it was like 100 and, I want to say 115.
Yep.
Maybe. Where was your first job?
From my parents' pizza restaurant.
Mm-hmm. My first job was at Kmart.
Yep.
So your first boss was your dad.
Yep.
My first boss was this dude. I can't even remember his name, but he had a big bushy beard and his favorite thing to say, because I was young, I was 16, so I'd always be like fucking around, like eating candy in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a business, he used to say. This isn't a place for you to come and such a blah, blah, blah.
See, people probably think like, oh, you had it cush, your dad was your first boss.
No. Fuck that. All of your fucked up, all your fuck ups at work followed you home.
Yep.
Oh my God.
You better believe he, like, signs everywhere, all over the pizza shop, like time to lean, time to clean, blah, 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 all this kind of bullshit. But he also would have like little notes like by the cash register, and he'd be like, "Don't steal. The government hates competition."
Okay.
So he was just a hard ass old Italian man. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. That's how he described my dad.
I love it.
Yep. But you know what? He taught me work ethic and taught me, you know, like nobody owes you shit.
That's right.
Go out there and get it.
Go get it. What was your favorite job you've ever had?
Red Star.
Owning your own bar?
Yep.
Yeah. I can see that because you're the life of the party.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the worst job you ever had?
Um... doing community service at Goodwill.
That's not a job. You didn't get paid, did you?
No, but it's community service.
That's not a job.
Okay, all right. Oh, that one summer, I was the jizz cleaner at the adult store.
Oh, yeah, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I spent a lot of time at that adult store.
I knew you did.
Sorry, man.
I knew you did.
My favorite job was probably I was a projectionist at a movie theater.
Oh, yeah, that's when you pooped your pants.
That's when I poo-pooed my pants. Yep, thanks, man.
Wait, what was the shittiest job?
Definitely that one. No, the worst job I ever had. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what, we're gonna go through the list. I'll let you know when we get there All right. Have you ever had sex at work?
Yes.
While on the clock?
Yes.
I have as well. Have you ever gotten high or drunk on the clock at work?
Yes.
Of course. Have you ever fallen asleep
at
work? Have you ever stolen from the company in any way that you work for?
No.
Never?
I don't think so.
So you never took a slice of pizza that you didn't pay for?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah.
You never milked the clock?
Yeah.
I definitely did. Yeah. I worked at a deli. You better believe that I'd be like, what do you want? Oh, half a pound? Oh, no, this is half a pound and a little over. You don't want the little... Okay, I got you.
Yep.
You better believe it. Any office, you answered if you had sex, but did you have any romances with people that you worked with?
Yeah.
How did it end?
Not good.
No, never. Don't
no.
do it.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't have sex with people that you work with. How about this? You know, a lot of times you are trained to do certain things a certain way at the job. Did you ever bring any of that training home with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Yep.
The way I do dishes, like I learned how to do dishes at a job.
Yep.
And that's just how I do it at home.
Well, once you are a dishwasher at a restaurant,
you're never the same.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Like the way you prioritize things, the things you get nervous about. Every time somebody, there's a knife. Oh God, there's a knife.
Yep.
Like it's going to jump out at me. Because everybody freaks out. You got to tell everybody there's a knife in there.
Yep.
Because if they get cut, that's on you.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yep.
How much did you make at your first job?
I think it was like $5.25 an hour.
Yeah, I think mine. I think did we already talk about that? $6.50.
No.
I can't remember if I said that before
or after
I hit the button. What was the longest shift you ever worked?
Oh my God! It was when Super Bowl was in Tampa at Gaspar's.
Yeah. Oh shit! I didn't even consider this. Here I am thinking I got you beat. No.
I did 3 clopins.
What's that?
Open and close.
Open and close.
So we open at 9 a.m., close at 3. By the time you clean up and count the money at 3,
you're home
at by 6.
6. You're out the door again by 8.
So 3 in a row. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How did you function? Okay, well, I think I know. But damn, dude. You got me beat by quite a lot.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And like, no joke, but like almost all the employees did the same thing.
Yeah.
Granted,
of course.
I think I made like $6,000 in those 3 days.
Of course you did.
It was, so I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But you better believe like that Monday, every single person was like, yep, I'm at either they were sick,
mm-hmm.
like at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Or just like.
I can't function. I can't move.
Yep.
The longest shift I ever worked was actually because of 2 jobs. So my day started at 9, and then I would get off of 1 job and worked overnight. Oh, I didn't even put that job on my list. I don't have a pen. I'm just going to say it now. I worked overnight at Burger King, cleaning the fucking broiler.
Oh, you told me about that.
Oh, it was disgusting. That's why I won't eat a Burger King. That was, just for reference, that was in 2020. That was in 2019. That was after COVID. No. Yes. It was right before or right after COVID. Like right before, right after COVID. I think it was right before.
Yeah, it'd have been because you've been here.
Well, it was while I was working here. It was like, it was before you showed up. So it had to have been before COVID.
Okay.
You showed up after COVID, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so I don't have that on my list, but that was the worst fucking job. Cleaning that fucking broiler.
Ugh.
Oh, God. Do you ever have a favorite customer? I'm sure you did. You must have had favorite customers working at the bar.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of favorite customers working at the winery. Did you ever have a worst customer experience? Like, not a worst customer, just like one that really sticks in with you. Yeah. I had one recently where I've never wanted to punch a bitch more in my life.
Yep.
Do not snap at me.
Nope.
Don't throw your food order at me at light speed on a Sunday morning when I haven't even had coffee and expect you to get... Your shit's not going to be right if you talk that fast.
Right.
It's just not.
Yep. Oh, some people just are overprivileged.
It's ridiculous.
I've said this before and I will say it all the time. I feel like there should be a hospitality class that people should take in high school.
Agreed.
You don't have to work at the restaurants, but you should take a class. Because you know what? There's a lot to learn about teamwork. There's a lot to learn about a lot of stuff.
There's a lot to learn about just showing respect before any is shown to you, I suppose.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot what this next bit is.
Well, it's one of those, respect is earned, not demanded. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are literally customer complaints. I have a list of customer complaints.
Bring it.
All right. The first one here says, the casino customers evading a loan shark. This guy says, I used to work security at a casino, and a man and a woman came up to me and told me there was a man following them. I asked them if they knew him, and they replied, yeah, he's the loan shark we borrowed $2,500 from 2 weeks ago. What do you do? You're a customer service rep at a casino and a couple comes up to you and says they're being followed by a loan shark. What do you do? Fuck off.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
It's on you now, bro.
How about this one? A shoplifter who accuses employees of harassment. A guy accused me of harassing him because I kicked him out of the store after the third time he stole from us. He then called the cops. The guy who got kicked out called the cops. How about the garden customer who was concerned that the plants were wet? At a garden center, some of your plants are wet, said a customer to a employee.
And?
Yeah, they're plants, bro.
Sometimes I wet my plants.
I get scared and I wet my plants.
Yep.
How about the customer that didn't understand what a bank was? I worked at a bank inside of a grocery store. The customer was very upset that they couldn't buy their toilet paper and their Doritos at the teller window.
Yes.
To be fair, that is not a common thing.
Right.
So absolutely. Like, when I worked retail, that shit happened all the time.
Right.
What do you mean I can't buy this here? Sorry, that's this sort of thing. You got to buy it over there at that area.
Yep.
That shit happened all the time. A woman who gave hot wings to her baby. This person worked in a sandwich/wing place several years ago, had a woman order hot wings for delivery. After they were delivered, she called raging that those hot wings made my baby cry. The manager politely offered to send her mild instead. Why would you
give her anything?
No, listen, lady, that's on you.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. The woman who complained about getting more for less. This just happened recently. This happened. I heard this news story on the way here. Some dude like ordered a Burger King breakfast and the guy like gave the total and the guy's like, no, that's wrong. It's less. I'm supposed to pay more. And the teller was like, yeah, we have a promotion. The guy got so mad, Brian, he left, went and got a gun and came back and pointed the gun at the kid. I'll show you the news article when we leave.
Wow.
Like, isn't that nuts?
Wow.
You couldn't pay me enough to work in a job like that right now.
No.
Anyways, we ran out of medium-sized fountain drink cups at the place where I work at, so we were giving out large ones instead for the price of a medium. A lady flipped out and demanded that she get the drink for free since it wasn't fuck her. That's
Come
different.
On.
What? You bitch. The shareholder who didn't understand how quarters work. Once I had a shareholder complain that they only got their quarterly statement every 3 months. Were they thinking that they were supposed to get it every 4 months?
Right.
Because that's in thirds.
Wow.
What about a girl who wanted portobello and got mushrooms? I worked in a burger joint. One particular evening, I had a table full of college kids. A blonde girl orders one of our specialty burgers, the portobello and Swiss. A while later, I got the food dropped off. I get the food dropped off. When I'm checking back on them, the blonde, visibly upset, is demanding a different sandwich. I ask if there's something wrong, and she tells me her burger has mushrooms on it. I get shit like that.
Yep.
There's hollandaise sauce on my eggs Benedict.
Right.
Or, Brian, if I added nothing to it, how do you make an omelet?
eggs, milk, cheese.
Thank you. Do you know how many times I have to take an omelet back because this old bitty bitch is like, this omelet came with cheese. It's a fucking omelet.
Right.
That's what's in it.
Yep.
If it's not, it's just scrambled eggs that are just folded over.
Right.
You dumb fucking... Ugh. The woman who confronted a lifeguard over why her child couldn't swim in the deep end. The lady says to the lifeguard, why won't you let my child swim in the deep end? And the lifeguard friendlily said, because she can't swim. Duh.
Parent of the year.
How about the customer who had no patience for hot food? This comes to us from a person who worked in food. And he says that this customer came to him and said that the food is too hot. He'd like this replaced with cooler food. What would you, I'd be like, okay, sure, buddy. I'd take him to the back and just be like.
I would have brought him a cup of ice.
For your fried chicken, just pour it right on there.
You know, food's cold now.
Motherfucker. Oh, my gosh. A couple more. The woman who wanted gas station workers to pay for her clumsiness. A woman managed to spill gasoline all over herself at the gas station I work at and demanded that we pay for new clothes. No.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
no.
You.
No.
And then the last one. The customer who went to an Italian restaurant but didn't want the cuisine. I work in an Italian restaurant and reserved a complaint that we didn't have a burger and fries options on the menu.
No.
That happens to me, too.
Shut it.
Like, that's... Don't... Go to a different place. What are you doing?
Yep.
My God. So I got some sentiments about the future. Basically, they're saying Gen Z is taking over. That's how shit works.
Right.
You don't see any baby boomers working anymore. Right. That's a dumb thing.
Right.
AI is definitely becoming a big problem in the workforce. Remote, like, let's talk. Can we just talk about how COVID fucked shit up?
It did, yeah.
Like,
nobody wanted to go back to work.
Nobody still wants to go back to work.
I know.
Doing the job that we do over Zoom is a nightmare.
Painful.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But I did like not having to drive here.
Right.
It was great.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. If the shit is getting done, who the fuck cares where the person is?
Right.
Right? Fuck. Side hustles. More and more side hustles are becoming an increasing trend in America. Just trying to supplement income. You know, 40 grand. My parents were coming up, 40 grand a year was the goal.
Yep.
I make that now and I still need a second job.
So did you see the thing on the news the other day?
About what?
Said a single person in Florida, in Tampa, actually.
Yeah.
To live comfortably is $96,000.
A year. I don't make that. I don't make anywhere close to that.
And it was like, what, a family of four was $290,000.
Jesus. I don't make that much. Do you make that much?
No, hell no.
Where's all this YouTube money?
Yeah, right?
God. No, we're just kidding. We love all of you. Please don't send us any money yet. All right, well, now that I feel kind of bad about never going to make any money to live comfortably, you want to go talk about a movie to cheer us up?
Yeah.
Great, let's talk about Office Space. Released in 1999, I told you we were going to talk about it. It was released under a rating of R. It ran for an hour and 29 minutes, the perfect runtime for a movie.
Yep.
Starring Ron Livingston, Jennifer Aniston, David Herman. Am I forgetting anybody important?
No.
Nope. Directed by Mike Judge. Written by Mike Judge. This was a box office disappointment, Brian. How much do you think it cost to make?
$30 million.
Just 10.
Okay.
How much do you think it made?
Not much.
12.
Yeah.
It oof. However,
but it's a cult classic.
It's now a cult film. Yep. Yep. Corporate drone Peter Gibbons hates his soul-killing job at a software company, Inatech. While undergoing hypnotherapy, Peter is left in a blissful state when his therapist dies in the middle of their session. He refuses to work overtime, plays games at his desk, and unintentionally charms two consultants into putting him on the management fast track. When Peter's friends learn they're about to be downsized, they hatch a revenge plot against the company inspired by Superman 3.
Yep.
Tell me, Brian, what's one of your favorite parts of Office Space?
Wow. I would say, I love the boss.
Of course.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. That'd be great.
I'm gonna need you.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a boss like that.
Yep.
That just doesn't care about what you have to say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Milton too.
Of course.
They took my deepler.
Took my deepler.
Yep. I said, no salt. Or that scene where he's having sex with Jennifer Aniston. He's like, yeah, if you could just move your leg to the left.
That'd be great. The whole thing is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't watch it for the longest time because I didn't have a job, so I didn't get it. But almost instantly, as soon as I got a job, I watched, like, that and Waiting.
Yep.
And there was another one that I immediately watched. Employee of the Month, I think.
Yep.
And this fucking dumbass movie that was. Anyways, like, I watched Office Space over and over and over. I like the jump to conclusions guy.
Yep.
Because he, like, gets run over or some shit.
Yep.
Great movie.
It is.
I should have pulled up a review. I didn't pull up a review. It's been so long since we've done a proper like movie thing.
It's all right.
Shall we move on then?
Yep.
Let's do some segments.
Yep.
Sorry, everybody. I meant to push this button. All right. The first segment I have is I have a list of crazy jobs. Brian, I have no context for any of these jobs. I'm just going to tell you the job title.
Okay.
And I want to know if you would do it.
Let's go.
A legal bank robber.
Yeah.
A professional sleeper.
Yeah.
A professional mourner.
Yeah.
A professional movie watcher.
Yeah.
A professional online dating ghostwriter.
Yeah.
A professional iceberg mover.
Sure.
A professional apologizer.
Yeah.
A professional snuggler.
Yeah.
A furniture tester.
Yeah.
A panda fluffer.
Sure.
A rental boyfriend.
Sure.
A fortune cookie writer.
Fuck yeah.
Intimacy coordinator.
Maybe not.
What does that even mean? You're going to coordinate some intimacy?
Yeah.
I would do that. Like, does that mean I get to, like, choose all the positions and I get to choose how long it goes for? I would go in-depth on that shit. Just
setting up dates and everything.
Yeah. Scuba diving pizza delivery man.
Nope.
No? Why not?
I don't like scuba.
But you love the ocean.
I know, but...
How are you going to explore the ocean?
I don't like scuba.
But... How are we going to go see little...
Me no like a scuba!
Okay. What if you could do a fucking submarine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. What about an adult toy tester?
Oh, yeah.
But you're a dude.
I don't care.
What adult toys are you going to test?
Pocket pussies.
True, okay. I immediately went to, like, butt stuff.
No.
I mean, I would try that too, I guess.
Some on there?
You're telling me if I shove this up my ass, I can... No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Cock rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
How about a dog surfing instructor?
Sure.
Do you know how to surf already?
Yeah.
Do you know how to teach dogs?
Nope.
Okay. What about a full-time Netflix viewer?
Sure.
What about a Marmite tester?
What the... What?
Like the spread Marmite.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Professional hitchhiker?
No.
Why not?
You would die. In this day and age.
True. That's a very dangerous job.
No.
How about a golf ball driver?
Yeah.
Sorry, golf ball diver.
Yeah.
No. You don't like scuba.
Oh, no scuba. Driver, yeah. I'll drive him around.
Would you be one of those guys that drives that, like, thing?
What?
You know, you see in driving ranges, they get in, like, that little golf cart thing?
That'd be fun as hell.
I'd do that fucking shit.
Yep. I'd have signs up, like, hit me. Peg me.
Would you do a water slide tester?
No.
You don't like water slides?
Nope.
Do you have a fear of water?
Nope.
Okay. Would you do professional paint dry watcher?
Yeah.
Warden of the swans?
Sure.
I don't know what that entails.
Keep in check.
Detecting landmines with rodents?
Okay.
An airplane painter?
Yeah.
How about an electric shock giver?
Yep.
Okay, that's all I got.
Yeah.
So you're very employable if you're planning on that. You'd be cool with all of these.
I'm down.
How much do you think any of this really pays? How much do you think to be a panda fluffer?
Depends the size of the panda, I guess.
What if you need to take a day off? Does a panda get blue balls?
I don't know. Let me call my panda buddy.
I'm so curious. Panda fluffer.
I think they mean actually fluffing.
Like, what do you mean?
Their fur.
Oh, I thought they meant like for porn.
No.
But don't they do that too? Don't they like jerk off animals?
There are fluffers, but...
I mean like there's like horse masturbators. That's a real job.
Yeah, but have you seen panda porn?
No, I haven't seen panda porn, but I think there's like people that like get pandas hard or ready for fucking for like breeding.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Either way, I'm down.
Either way, I'm down. Whether it's gonna, are we gonna video it or what?
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yeah.
Moving on. Hold on. It is this fucking thing. So the next thing I have right now is... Oh, shit. I got a phone call coming in. Hang on. I never know how to fucking answer this. Hello, this is Dadbot.
Yeah, I'm calling about the job.
Oh, Nomi, shit. This is... No, we don't have a job for you.
No. I was calling Keebler Elf Factory.
Do you need to use our phone?
Yeah.
To call Keebler Elf Factory?
Yes.
Can I ask why? Wait. I need some context here. First of all, you're using a phone to call us so you can use our phone?
Yeah.
Is it some magical elf bullshit?
No. I was delivering pizzas during scuba, and my phone got broke.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why are you looking for a job?
I'm broke.
What?
I got like 700 kids.
You got 700 now. Yeah. Jesus. Keebler Elf, is that what you really want?
I'll make cookies and, yeah.
But you hate the elves.
I don't care. I'll blast my stuff all over those cookies.
All right. You got the number?
Yeah, here you go.
All right, thank you. All right, hang on. We're going to call the Keebler Elf Factory so that Nomi can have his job interview live on Dadbot Pod. Are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Give me a job.
Thank you for calling Keebler Elf Factory. This is Elf Keebler.
What's up, bitch?
What? Who is this?
This is Nomi.
Nomi. What can I do for you?
I'm calling about that job. You know me.
The job. Did you fill out an online interview or an online resume?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull you up here. What's your last name?
Nomi McNomer Tits.
Okay. Nomi.
Come on, look it up.
Okay, sorry. Nomi McNomer Tits.
Yes, that's it.
Is there a junior behind that? Or?
Nope, senior.
No, senior. Alright, I actually have you here.
I told you.
I do have an interview scheduled with you. Let me just pull up the, so this looks like you're interviewing for a stock boy janitor.
Yeah, I'll be your cock boy.
No, stock.
Oh.
Stock.
Whatever.
You're just gonna stock the shelves.
Yeah, I'm done.
With the Keebler cookies.
Yep, I'm done.
Okay. So let's start with this. Tell me about yourself a little bit.
Well, let's see. I love long walks on the beach. I love double penetration. And I love playing Ookie Cookie.
What's Ookie Cookie?
It's when you gather a bunch of dudes around a pack of cookies and whoever comes on it last has to eat it.
You realize you're interviewing at a cookie factory.
What?
Let's move on.
No.
Okay. How did you hear about this position?
Well, I like to get super stoned and eat your cookies.
Oh, so you saw the advertisement on the back of the box.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what makes you want to work for this company?
I need money, bitch!
But isn't there an inherent love for elves and elf culture?
No.
Don't you just want to be a part of what we got going on here?
Not really.
No.
Just not really a team player.
All right. Tell me, Nomi, what are your greatest strengths?
I can do like 6 or 7 cock push-ups.
Really?
Yep.
How's that going to help in your stocking job?
Oh, you better believe it'll help.
What's your greatest weakness?
Weaknesses in my penis.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't you just say you could do 5 or 6 cock push-ups?
I'm very little.
All right, so...
So is he.
Okay, so... All right, it's okay. It's all right. Hey, listen. What kind of salary expectations?
I'm looking at like 500K.
A year?
Yeah, well, 550 will do.
Five... $150,000 a year to stock shelves.
Listen. But I want this negotiable. Because I need more...
money?
Yeah.
Nomi, you're starting to act real shady here.
That's all right. I owe bitches money.
All right. Before we move on to the second part of this interview, can you please tell me if you have any questions for us?
Yep.
Okay.
Is there an IRA?
No.
Is there stock options?
Maybe.
If I'm a fucking stock boy, I don't get stock options.
Oh, you have to work. It's probationary. You have to be here for like 30 days or whatever.
Shit, cunt.
All right, well, let's move on. Can you describe a time where you had to overcome a challenge?
Yeah, the other night my wife came home and she was super hammered. So I got her in the house, put her in the bathtub. Threw up on me. It's gross.
Yeah.
Put her in bed.
Uh-huh.
Then I, overcame the challenge.
Okay. Next question. Tell me about a time you had to work effectively under pressure.
My last job was at McDonald's, and I was flipping burgers, and the song Under Pressure was on by David Bowie.
Okay. Give me an example of a time you demonstrated leadership skills.
Oh, are you kidding me? I have 100 children.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Most of them, I think, are alive, so that's leadership.
Yeah. Describe a situation where you had to work effectively in a team.
I like the team. We like to cream jeans. We like the team. We like to cream jeans.
Are you telling me that you double teamed somebody?
Double team. Double team. You ever have that glorious high five? The Eiffel Tower right in the middle?
No, I've never. Okay. Can you... Can you tell me about a time where you disagreed with a decision and how you handled it?
Yeah! one of my kids the other day came home and said, listen, I failed math.
Uh-huh.
Now I got 99 kids.
Oh, shit. All right, well.
Yep.
Nomi, from what you've... described to me in this interview, and based on the score that you provided from your aptitude test, I can offer you the job.
Yeah!
At $4 an hour.
Nope.
Plus no benefits, except for the benefit of a job well done.
Are there blowjobs involved?
Not consensual, no.
HJs?
Who?
HJs? ZJs?
No.
No?
There won't be any. The only job you'll be doing is stocking shelves.
I guess I'll start tomorrow.
We'll start tomorrow. Great. I'm going to end this phone call now, Nomi. Just hang out, okay? I'm going to transfer you to the other people to fill out your paperwork. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Great.
Nomi!
What?
You fucking got a job.
Woo!
I can't believe it. How was that?
It was, that lady was weird.
Great. Well, listen, the first thing you can do with the job is fucking pay us for the phone bill that you just racked up.
I checks in the mail.
Yeah? I'll bet it is.
You dumb twat.
Get the shit out of my fucking, fuck out of the shit.
I'm not leaving.
No? You gonna hang out?
I'm going to your house.
Nomi, what was your first job?
Oh, funny you should ask, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was actually in this movie where all the roads were paved with yellow bricks.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was it a colorful movie?
A little bit.
Whoa. Who did you... What was your part?
I was actually Toto's fluffer.
Ah. Okay. I didn't realize Toto needed a fluffer.
Well, he didn't, but he did need me.
Okay. All right. Well, Nomi, listen, this is great, but once again, you've interrupted our show.
Yep.
So I'm going to let you go.
That's what I do.
You do.
Yep.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're really excited. You're going to have to call us back next week and tell us how your first job day at work went.
Yeah, I'll bring by some hookers and blow.
Okay.
Let's go.
Money would work just fine.
No.
All right. Yeah, bye. All right. Bye, Nomi. Hey, Brian.
Whoa.
That was crazy. But Nomi got a job, so maybe he'll finally be able to move out of our basement.
That would be awesome.
We don't have a basement. This is Florida, bitch. Shall we move on then?
Yup.
Moving on. Hold on. I got to get the right button. All right. I have my resume. Do you have a resume?
I mean, I have so little jobs, I could run through it real quick.
Yeah. I don't really have a resume, but let's see. In 2002, I worked at Kmart. This is interesting because I worked at Kmart, got fired for fucking around, and then they liquidated. They ran out of went out of business. When they liquidated, they got overtaken by the liquidation company, who hired me back on to help.
No way.
Yeah, so I got to close out that store. I got so much free bullshit, and I worked in the electronics department in the second half. And that was when I got my first track phone.
Nice. So
I worked at. I made $6.50 an hour, and with my first paycheck that I got from there, I bought a DVD player.
Nice.
2002, baby. Nice. In 2003, I took my newly found retail skills and moved to Walmart, where I got a job working in the electronics department. And this was one of those times where I was young and reckless and just decided just to stop going.
Yep.
I didn't want to work at Walmart anymore. I made it about 6 months, and I remember the most predatory fucking thing was as soon as I made it 6 months, they had this like 6 month breakfast, and they had all these representatives from like this healthcare insurance place, but your benefits kick in at 6 months.
Okay.
So it's like, and it was like, sign up with us and sign up with us and sign up with us. And it was really like, it was weird. I felt really
out. That was weird.
After Walmart didn't work out, I went to work at Pizza Hut. This is in 2004. Pizza Hut was really cool, I thought. I pretty much learned how to do pretty much everything there, but my main deal was delivering pizzas, and I went through 1, 2, 3 different cars to do it.
Uh-huh.
I went through a 1976 Volkswagen Beetle, a 1992 Honda Civic, and a 1993 Toyota Corolla. The Corolla was 5-speed. And the Beetle was 5. It was 4-speed. And, everything and anything that you can imagine happening to a pizza delivery driver happened to both of us, I'm sure. Whether everything from tires fucking falling off of the cars to being stranded to violence, drugs. Oh, my God.
I
don't have a tip, man. Would you want a hit of this? No, I don't want a fucking hit of your weird weed, dude. I don't know what the hell that shit is. I got to go drive back to work.
Right.
And this was 2004, so I need to stress that GPS was not what it is now. I remember getting an order for a pizza, having to look at a fucking map, and in the ticket, it would have a coordinate, and we used to have the whole town was laid out in a graph so that you could at least narrow it down.
Right.
It was nuts. And I used to remember I have to mark out, make a right there, left there, right there.
Yep.
God. How did we do anything back then?
And you know what's nuts is I did that in Syracuse for 5 years. And I think half of that time, it's downpouring snow.
Yeah. None of the streetlights work.
Nope.
How do you see any road signs?
Yep.
You have to take a spotlight with you.
There's no plows out.
No.
Nope.
After Pizza Hut. I got fired from Pizza Hut because I started a dough fight.
Nice.
So it was the end of the night and it was the end of the week. And we had all of this dough that we needed to just throw away. Because somebody had ordered and proofed too much dough. And it wasn't my fault. We had so much dough, right? And we were just going to throw it the fuck away. And I had to take it all out because I had to clean the pans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even remember. I just started throwing dough at people. Because we were going to clean the whole fucking place anyways.
Right.
Well, the way I understand it, there was a person there that had only been working there for maybe a month or so. And he went to the manager and said, If the manager is to be believed, he went to the manager and said, "Is this okay? They're throwing dough at each other. Is that okay?" And so that's why I was let go because it sets a bad example. Interesting side note: my next job Well, oh no, 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 no. When I get to, okay, I'll keep going. My next job, it was Subway. I worked at Subway for a total of 24 hours because the manager, it was a franchise. The store manager was the child of the franchise owners.
Okay.
And he was maybe 19, and I was also 19. And he was, I'm not a lot of experience, but I had already worked at Pizza Hut. I knew how to slice a fucking tomato.
Right.
He was bitching at me about how I was slicing tomatoes, so I dropped the tomato bin and walked out. This, again, a much more violent and reckless days. Okay, the next job was the first movie theater I worked at. I want to spend some time here because, interesting side note about this job, I sort of met the guitar player for my first band through a girl who I met from this job. And when I met the guitar player, he was working at the Pizza Hut that I worked at.
Oh, wow.
And I convinced him to leave his job and come work at the movie theater with me. And the day that he left, I walked into that Pizza Hut, and it was, like, busy. And the guitar player was scheduled to work, and the guitar player walked in and handed him his shirt and his hat and was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Bye, because I already had his job set up. Right. I walked in with him. And that fucking manager, he looked at us, and he's like, are you guys butt buddies now? And then we said, what? And he was like, what? And we were young, so it didn't even occur to me, but, like, that guy could have gotten into a lot of fucking trouble for saying something like that. And had I been even a tiny bit smarter, I would have immediately gone to a lawyer and been like, this motherfucker on the clock said this to us.
Right.
Fuck. I missed an opportunity.
Ooh.
So at Touchstar, which was that place doesn't exist anymore, so it's okay to say that place, which was the movie theater I worked at, I learned so much about shitting my pants. No, I learned so much about the movie theater business. For instance, I learned that most movie theaters, they rent the movies. They don't actually buy the movies, so you got to give them back. And this was before digital film or digital prints. So it was film. These would come in canisters, and these movies, no lie, would be like 1-2 miles long.
Yep.
I remember so many nights having to spend because like a platter would fall. This was up in the projection booth. A platter would fall and inevitably all the film would get wrapped around itself. Right, so you had to untangle it. And it was highly flammable and it was very dangerous and we didn't give a fuck.
Right.
We had bitches up there all the time.
We were smoking all
kinds of things. Cigarettes, sir. We were smoking all kinds of... There was one shift. This is my favorite. I learned how to play guitar in that projection booth because I would bring... We weren't allowed to leave. So I would be up there for 12 hours at a time because it was film. If something went wrong, like, I had to be there to fix it. This is part of the reason that led me to shit my pants.
Right.
I brought my guitar up there. I'd bring my girlfriend up there. One time, I was successfully able to bring like a 13-inch color TV and my Xbox, which, you know, now we have our phones. We play games at work all the time. Right. But back then, that was hardcore shit. I had to lug it upstairs and hope that nobody saw me. I was playing Prince of Persia or some shit, and then I had to go like thread the thing. It was a great fucking... I remember their policy was if you went to see a movie, if you brought your vessel... Like you're a bag.
Yeah.
You can get as much popcorn as you wanted. So my friend and I, we were so dumb. We would always go to the 7-Eleven. We would just walk in and we weren't even smoking weed at the time. We would just walk in and be like, can I get a bag? And she'd be like, what? The same lady every single time. Of course, we started smoking weed shortly after that. So it was much more natural to be like,
Yeah.
But, and then again, popcorn was free. This is what we would do for no reason at all. We would show up in the parking lot and we had the Axe body spray. And we would empty the Axe body spray in the car with us in it. And the first person to leave the car had to pay for the movie and popcorn. The movie and popcorn was free because I worked there.
Right.
So we were just being idiots.
Right.
Anyways, after Touchstar, I worked very briefly at CVS.
Yeah.
Nothing of note. Just very briefly at CVS. It was a seasonal thing. They let me go there. 2005, let's see, that's when I did. So I was married in 2005. My ex-wife's grandfather was a locksmith, so I learned how to be a locksmith with him. I also did a bunch of landscaping. And believe it or not, I worked as an overnight truck packer at UPS.
Not cool.
That was awful. It was so, like, high-paced. But you know what I love most about that job The tunnel in which all the packages would inevitably come down to be loaded into the trucks was made out of plywood. You're just in like this giant plywood place. Right. It was hot. On the wall behind me where I shift, I remember I said overnight, right? And it's seasonal. So the people right. that show up one year, not necessarily going to be there the next year. On the wall written behind me are the lyrics to that Used song. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Yep.
Taste of Ink.
Yep.
The whole lyric is written. I read that. I was like, fuck yeah. Like someone was just like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and thought about it and like wrote that whole thing out like cool. a year or two before I had been there. Love it. Let's see. After all that, I got a job throwing newspapers. And when you say that, everybody thinks bicycle? No. I had 320 newspapers in my car every single fucking night. And I was like speed racer. Meow, meow, meow. I had so many crazy things happen to me on that job because I was delivering papers in the boonies.
Right.
If you show up at somebody's house at 2 a.m. with your headlights on to throw a newspaper at their front door and they are tweaking, you're going to get shot.
Yep.
I've had so many people chase after me because they thought I like threw a brick at their house. It's just the Sunday paper, you asshole.
Right.
I've had, that's the one where I had like everything that could have ever happened to a car happened to my car on that goddamn job.
What?
But believe it or not, it was lucrative.
Yeah.
Like if you could get a contract, like it was lucrative. After that, I worked at a theater for the second time. And this is, it doesn't exist anymore, so I can talk about it all I want. It's the Cobb Theater.
Yep.
That's just down the road. That's no longer a Cobb Theater. At this Cobb Theater, I signed on to just be like a concession guy. Mm-hmm. But because I had experience, they made me a fucking manager. And they let me in with the money. I don't know how much I want to say on this on the internet, but I got into some shenanigans with that. Like, some things, if you're curious, I will let you know. I will just say I ran a scam out of this theater. I'll leave it at that. I also, this is the one where I got into it. Like, I did a lot of dirty, terrible things.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible things. This is also the job where my, sort of my addiction to controlled substance. Yeah, yeah, it got real dark real fast around there. After that, after I can't talk about how I got fired from Cobb Theaters. Have you ever been fired from a job on coke?
No.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to sit still while people are looking at you and telling you how you fucked up so hard that they now have to fire you? I apparently was so zooted, they walked me out. They walked me out, Brian. I literally walked into the bathroom and did like a huge fucking, and then they were like, can you come to the office with us? We need to talk to you about something. And I was like, sure. Sounds great.
Yes.
He says yes.
Yes, that's awesome.
Like that's something to be proud of. It's not. Don't do drugs, kids. Dad bought official statement. Don't do drugs. Anyways. Padula's Pizza, another pizza place. In 2010, I worked at Publix in the deli, and that's when I was like, om, nom, nom, nom. And then after that, I did newspapering again. I started to clean up my act a little bit. I was a garbage man for a day. Couldn't hack it. I worked at a chemical lime factory and got soda lime in my eye, which was a terrible, yeah. terrible. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was horrible. And then after that, I worked at a guitar shop where I started teaching. The guitar shop part has closed, and now I teach full-time, all the time. I've since kicked an addiction, been arrested twice. I've been off and on probation twice, and now I just I chill with you.
Yep.
We do this on Friday night so that we're not out.
Boom. Boom.
Doing other things. Do you have any jobs of note that you want to talk about? What's your, like...
All right, I think my favorite story is this one.
Yeah.
So, let's see. All right, the pizza shop I worked at basically till I moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like 13 to 21. Moved to Florida. Couldn't find a job for shit. Started working at Carmine's in Ybor City. Bartending and waiting tables. Then I got a job at Green Iguana in Ybor. Just like one or two nights a week,
mm-hmm.
like when I was off of Carmine's.
Yeah.
But it was this huge thing because they said, if you work here, you can't work anywhere else in Ybor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I had to like hide to go to my shifts over there at Green Iguana. I was there for about a year. And it's the only job I've ever been fired from at Green Iguana.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. For why? Why'd you get fired?
This guy that lived in Ybor had a pet parrot.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Sure. Common in Florida.
Yep. So he always walked around with it on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Parrot's name was Malibu.
As you do.
Yep. And he would go bar hopping with his
Malibu.
Parrot.
Malibu.
You ever hear that track, the secret track from the Tenacious D album?
Oh, yeah.
Making a poo.
Yep. And so he would bar hop with his parrot, right? And he would always get a small little shot glass with like a dash of Malibu rum in it and the rest with Coca-Cola. And the parrot would sit there and pack away and drink the...
I think you told me the story.
Yep. So I give this dude the shot. And then the next day I go in to go to work. And the owner of Green Iguana is there.
You know it's bad news when the owner's there.
He's like, "What's up, buddy?" He's like, "Before you get started, do you want to come talk with me real quick?"
That's it.
Yep.
Don't even clock in. Come talk to me. You're out.
Yep.
You're not clocking in that day.
So I walked up there. The guy goes, "We had a secret shopper in."
Oh no!
Last night.
Fuck those guys.
And I was like, "Cool." He goes, "How do you think you did on the secret shopper report?" I was like, "Good." And then this is where I knew. I mean, I already kind of knew. But he was like, "Do you think I would be here right now if everything was, if everything went smooth with this secret shopper?" I was like, "Probably not."
Yeah, you're here. You're obviously here to give me a raise and a promotion.
Yeah,
because I did so well.
Yep. He's like, "Did you feed a parrot alcohol last night?" And I explained to him the whole story, and he goes, "That it doesn't matter." He was like, "Once the secret shopper report goes through, we can get sued for animal rights.
Animal rights, animal abuse. The guy could have gotten in trouble."
I was just like, "All right, whatever." But I wasn't going to go out without a fight.
Of course.
I was like, "The parrot didn't take a fat parrot home." The guy's like, he giggled a little bit just like that. And he was like, "I have to do what I have to do." And I go, "The parrot also did not drive home. I promise you that." And he was like, "As weird as the situation is, I still have to let you go." It's like, "All right, well, deuces." Yep.
That's ridiculous.
So after that, I started working at gas bars. I was there for 10 years, then bought my own businesses. And it was Damani, then Red Star, then here.
And here?
Nope.
Now we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Well, I mean.
Not out of here.
What are you talking about?
Nah. All right. Does that mean, do you have anything left to say on the matter?
Nope.
That means we have dad jokes to do.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I've been doing so well all night. All right. Brian, you kind of dropped the ball on this one, didn't you?
I'm sorry, I've been busy.
You've been very busy. That's okay. We still love you. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dad jokes.
Drop them on me.
I'm just going to give them to you. And then if you have any that come to mind, just let me know and maybe you grab them at the end.
Yep.
Sound good? All right. Hey, Brian.
Yep.
I lost my job at the chess factory.
Why?
I couldn't work nights.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
I lost my job at the keyboard factory.
Why?
I wasn't putting in enough shifts.
Ah.
This is my last I lost my job one. Ready? Ready? Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
I lost my job at the funeral home.
Why?
Apparently, the options are cremation or burial, not smoking or non-smoking.
Could you imagine asking a family that?
Smoking or non-smoking? All right, you ready?
Yep.
Hey, Brian.
Yep.
My boss said to find something that I'm really good at, so I asked if he would pay me to masturbate. He told me to go fuck myself. What a legend.
Whoa.
What a great boss.
What a win.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How about this one? I applied to be a joke writer, but I didn't get it.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yep.
Clearly, not your favorite one. How about this one? I was once a yoga instructor, but my whole class made me bend over backwards for him.
That's good.
Okay. How about this one? They all laughed when I said I was going to be a comedian. Well, nobody's laughing now. How about I tried to be a porn... Hold on. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Brian.
Yep.
I tried to be a porn star once, but that job's for fucking pussies.
Yes, it is.
I tried to be a musician this one time, but nothing noteworthy ever happened.
Yep.
Last one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hey, Brian.
Yep.
Being a sex therapist has a variety of positions.
It does.
You got any?
I like that. No. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What up?
What's the difference between a refrigerator and a gay man?
I don't know. What is the difference?
The refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull your meat out.
I think we heard that one recently.
Did we?
Maybe.
When?
You might have told me that earlier today.
Okay.
That was a good one, dude. Oh, my gosh. Does that mean we're done? Oh, no. Wait, it's time for the other part of the show?
Yes.
That was a joke. This whole fucking thing's a joke. God damn it.
You're a joke. I'm a joke. This whole thing's a joke.
You guys, that means it's time for our outro. If you're still listening to this an hour and 6 minutes into it, we would just like to say thank you for hanging out with us.
We love you.
We hope that you had a laugh. We hope that you learned something, maybe about the history of work. I don't know. If you don't have a job, keep looking. If you do have a job, chill out. It's all good.
Yep.
Let's see. I would like to say thanks to anybody that ever gave me a job.
Yep.
Do you have any shout outs this week, Brian?
I want to thank Steve Jobs.
Thanks, Steve Jobs. Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
No, that's it.
Yep.
Who would I like to shout out? I want to shout out Hoover.
Yeah.
I want to shout out Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out the Tide Laundry Detergent Company.
Okay.
And finally, I think I would like to shout out Sara Lee.
All right.
All of them make fine products.
They do.
Sure.
Great.
We're not going to get any money for any of those shout outs. No. But, you know, if anybody has anything to say about that, you know, that leads us into our next thing. It's time to get plugged. If you have anything to say to us, there are several ways you could go about doing that.
Plug us.
You
can
leave us an email if you'd like to do so. That is daddbodband@gmail.com. I've checked it recently. Nothing really exciting happening in the Gmail. So if you're on Facebook, you could go to our Facebook page. That's daddbodpod at Facebook. Or if you're on YouTube, which is probably where you're watching this right now, you could just leave us a comment on YouTube. Guess what, Brian? I've got some. Can you believe it? People actually comment on our shit. All right. So in response to our short that says he was never seen again, which was the one about the man, the blind man walks into a bar and says, hey, I got a blonde joke.
Yep.
this person left a comment that says the better punchline is, never mind. I don't want to explain it that many times.
Ooh.
To which I wrote, that's really good as well. And you know what, dude? I'm going to give you an honorary drum thing. That is the username the Doctor 906. I gave him a thumbs up and a heart.
Sweet.
Thanks, dude. And then I've got another one here in response to our take her to jail. Joke, which is the one about my wife fucked my dog.
Yep.
This person says, I've read this joke book. Oh, yeah? Well, have you read Being a Jerk book, you jerk? Fuck you. Don't comment at all, asshole.
Yep.
I've read that joke book.
You can't read. You fucking pushed the microphone thing, said that out loud.
Fucking naysayer.
Oh, everything that we create, you piece of shit.
Sit in your tower.
All right, listen, let's do this. I want to write something to this motherfucker. What should we write? I've read this joke book.
See, your mom's a joke.
Okay. Your mom's a joke. Good one.
How many exclamation points?
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Awesome. It is sent with a heart and a thumbs up on only ours.
Perfect.
We're going to have a lot to talk about next week. Awesome. Does that mean we're done with everything? Let's see. We did the emails. We did all of that. It's just time to say thanks again. Brian.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Anything left to say about work other than it sucks? And we're probably going to be doing it until we die?
That's what we do.
Yeah, man.
That's how we Americans roll.
We are. But you know what, though? There is something to be said. And real quick, there's something to be said about somebody who wakes up every day, puts on his or her pants, right? Gets breakfast on the table, gets the kids to school, gets to their job. And we're fortunate. You know, there are definitely things about this job that we do not like.
Right.
But I overall really like my job.
Yep.
There are people that go to jobs every single day that they fucking hate.
Yep.
They just hate doing it. They hate the people that they're with. But they're doing it because they got to put food on their table for their family.
Right.
So honestly,
kudos.
Yeah, no. All joking aside, no shout out. I mean, that's a shout out for them. This Dad's Rise Up is for them.
Yep.
Yeah. So on three, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Dad's Rise Up!
Fuck yeah. We will see everyone Monday at 5 when we're all getting ready for work.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
Bye.